My name's Tuesday, the 29th. It's my expiration date. I'm a radish. I wear a badge. It was a quiet night in the CRISPR division. The usual fare. A celery stalker. Some beefcake tomato getting too fresh down at the salad bar. That sort of thing. Then, the call came in. CRISPR division. Detective Tuesday speaking.
There's been a murder. You have to come right away.
Please, sir, calm down. What is your name?
Azteca. Azteca Tortilla.
Well, Mr. Tortilla, where did the alleged homicide occur?
Right out front on first shelf. There's blood everywhere.
The first shelf wasn't exactly the most traveled part of the neighborhood, but this was definitely something out of the ordinary. Mr. Tortilla, try to keep folks out of the crime scene, and I'll be right over. My former partner, Eb, had been a good egg, but he cracked under the pressure of the job. Don't get me wrong. He always had his sunny side up, but eventually, he was pretty scrambled upstairs. I guess you have to be hard-boiled to be a cop around here. They haven't gotten me a replacement partner yet, so I set out for this investigation on my own. I have seen a lot of disturbing things in my career, but I don't think anything could have prepared me for what I saw when I got to the scene of the crime. There was blood splattered everywhere. I found it hard to believe that Azteca Tortilla was the first to notice the crime. Though I didn't say as much when I talked to him.
So, Mr. Tortilla, when did you notice the blood there?
It was just before I called you. I was getting ready for work, looked out the plastic, and there it was.
Do you live alone?
Oh no, there's 8 of us. There used to be 10, but a couple left a few days ago.
Large family. Well, thank you for your assistance. I'll be in touch if I need anything else. Well, the first place to check for a murder victim would be the morgue. Or the deep freeze, as it's known in the precinct. So I got on the phone with a guy I know over there. A bit of a cynic, but beggars can't be choosers.
Freezer? Lee speaking.
Brock, it's Tuesday.
To what do I owe the honor? Slumming it today?
Cut the cold shoulder act, Brock. This is serious. I've got a possible homicide and no body. Did you guys get a delivery last night?
Sorry, man. I didn't know. I'll check the list. Do you happen to have any info to narrow this down?
All I can tell you is that if he came in there, he'd be a real mess. The crime scene looked like it was out of a splatter flick.
Last night? Nope, nothing like that. We got a couple of tombstone boys in here, and some cheesecake. She looked good for a stiff, but nothing like what you're looking for.
Thanks for checking, Brock, and stay cool.
Very funny.
With the morgue at dead end, I figured it was time to check out the usual suspects. Back in the shadows of the first shelf, was the turf of the McIntosh gang. The whole group of forgotten misfits had gone bad a long time ago, and their leader was rotten to the core. But it was the best shot I had at finding out anything. Well, if it isn't the infamous Johnny McIntosh and his band of slimy trash. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that horror movie by the tortilla place, would you?
It doesn't have to tell you nothing, Fraggle Father.
This one had meatballs. I had to give him that.
That's true. I could get a warrant and bring you all in for questioning.
That don't scare us.
This was a ripe one here. I hate a sauerkraut.
Or a slipped word in the wrong ear and you garbage types would all be off to the compost heap.
Hey, you don't have to get nasty, detective. Me and my boys, we didn't do anything to it.
I don't suppose you have something to back that up.
Look, I'll tell you what I know, but then you disappear. Whatever did this is no fruit to mess around with. And I'm not sticking my stem out where it's going to get twisted off.
I did my best not to cringe at the visual.
Okay, so go ahead and spill.
We saw it late last night, or I should say, we saw what was left. Whoever did this was a real psycho job, completely unrecognizable as anything, and wrapped in some sort of plastic sheet. It was gone early this morning. I thought you guys picked it up.
Anything else?
Yeah. Hey, Reuben, tell them what you told me.
Well, I thought I saw someone nosing around about the time we first saw the, package. Didn't look like anyone from around here, and we've been in this neighborhood longer than anybody. It looked like an out-of-town hit.
Yeah, nobody around here operates like that.
Well, that'll do for now. If you think of anything else, give me a call. And don't go anywhere.
That's our goal in life.
The next on my rounds would be the Dairy District. It wasn't as popular as it had been in the past. Those girls still got plenty of off-the-books business, and heard about even more. I imagine it had something to do with their, milk content.
Why, Detective Tuesday, to what do we owe the pleasure of your handsome company?
Have you been working out?
Don't try buttering me up, ladies. I'm here to find out if any of you know anything about what happened outside the tortilla place last night.
Dirty shame about that, but my girls aren't involved. It's not the sort of business I endorse.
And what business would that be, Gouda?
The creamy love business, my crucifer friend.
Just because it kills more slowly doesn't mean it's any less dangerous.
Spoken like a true healthier-than-thou vegetable. Look, you're bad for business. We didn't see nothing, we don't know nothing. So shove off.
If you ladies think of anything, you give me a call.
And if you want to be smothered in buttery goodness, give me a call.
No thanks. I'm not into vegetable oil masquerading as milk. But it looks good on you.
Why, you?
Well, it was nice to get a zinger in on Oleo. I still wasn't any closer to figuring out what happened last night on First Shelf. On my way back down to the office, I figured I'd stop on Condiment Row. I have to admit, I didn't relish talking to the oddballs you usually find there.
Well, well, well. Detective Tuesday decided to come out of your drawer, no?
Look, Frenchie, I don't need any saucy attitude today.
What's wrong, Detective? Can't cut the mustard?
Hey, Poupon. I'm just trying to get some information on a murder that went down on First Shelf last night.
Maybe you should catch us up on the details.
Somebody bought the ranch last night?
Well, Detective, we love to help you in any way possible.
But we don't know nothing, so buzz off!
Bipolar condiments always have driven me crazy.
Look, if you're gonna play sweet cop, sour cop, it helps if you have two people.
Sensing that I was getting nowhere, I headed back to the office. I almost made it there when the sky lit up.
Oh, for the love of... Honey, you left a big mess in the bottom shelf of the refrigerator. Yes, the hamburger leaked all over. And it looks like you were into the relish tray, too. There's a radish rolling around on the shelf. Oh, sure. I'll take care of it and see if you have any fun after the cookout.
Well, it seems like this case is solved, and the guilty party will get what's coming to him, so to speak. Time to do the paperwork and call it a day.